Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Russ Slaughter.
Leslie? Okay, yeah. Hi, yeah. You got transferred over from STOA, correct?
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm trying to find out if I'm on Medicaid or not.
So,
a number of people have told me that they were going to get me on it. But I haven't heard anything definite yet.
So once you get enrolled through our agency, once you are activated for home care services, then you would be activated for Medicaid.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say that a little slower for me, please.
Once you're enrolled through our agency, once you go through the enrollment process, then your Medicaid would be activated. Okay.
Okay.
I can look now to see. You're saying you for sure don't have Medicaid now. You don't know if you have Medicaid, or you're not sure?
I don't know. People have told me, and more than one person has told me in the last so many months that they're going to get me on it. But I haven't heard anything direct yet, so I don't really know.
Okay, let me see if you are. It seems like not, but let me just double check.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It doesn't look like you have a Medicaid ID. Okay, so we can get you reactivated once you're enrolled through our agency. Okay.
You can get me on.
You'll get Medicaid once you have your home care services. Once you have your waiver for home care services, which is what I can help you with. If you would like to apply for home care services, I can help you through the process, and then you would get Medicaid.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Okay, so let me tell you a bit about the process. So it usually takes a couple of weeks. We have to have two assessments for the state. The state has assessments with the patient to see if they are physically if they would physically be approved for services. And then we would have to collect some financial documents, which you will collect. And then once we have that, we're going to wait for the approval from the county, which is usually what takes the most time. Sometimes they take about 2 weeks to get back to us. And then once we get that approval, then you would discuss hours with a service coordinator. They would come down to your home, and you would discuss the hours that they see and you see fit for you. Okay?
I guess I couldn't follow all of that very well, but
I don't mean to make it seem complicated. Basically, in short, you're going to have two assessments so that you're approved by the state. They'll have to collect some documents, and then you're going to discuss hours. But this process usually takes a couple of weeks.
Okay. So,
okay.
What would I have to do right now?
Okay, so the first step would be to schedule the first assessment, which I'm going to give you the number for, and I could try to transfer you over as well at the end of our call. But before I do that, I just want to confirm that you aren't making more than $2,900 a month, $2,900.
Yeah, I have a disability pension from the police department, which is 1600 something. Then I had Social Security. It comes to $3,400 a month, but I
on Social
also
Security
have
or all together.
I have a home equity loan from the police department that I just can't pay anymore because I don't have the money. And so what they do is they take $800 a month out of my pay. So that leaves me with that $2,600 overall.
Okay, so tell me again where you're getting the money from and how much it is. Sorry. I just need to confirm that this will be approved. You'll still be, yeah?
Between my pension, my disability pension and my Social Security, I get a total of $3,400. But then from my loan, which I can't pay anymore, they took $800 out. So that leaves me with $2,600 total.
Okay. So that should be fine, as long as the rest of the requirements are okay, but they'll let you know by the assessment about the financials also, okay? But it seems like it should be fine. Usually it is okay. Sometimes the government runs into some issues with the patients that are making a certain amount of an income, but because it's from SSI and it's not what you're making from working, it should be okay. Okay?
I guess.
You understand?
Not totally, but you just tell me what I need to do and I'll.
Okay, I'll call you. But I just want to ask you a few more things. Do you own a home or a car?
Yes.
You own your home that you're.
I have a home equity loan, which I owe about $140,000 on. That's why they take money from my. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, 1 second.
So I was paying it for a number of years until I ran out of money. I went broke and I couldn't pay anymore. So it went back up to $140,000.
Okay, and how about a car? Do you own a car?
A car?
Yeah.
I have a car. I could drive. I can't walk.
And you said now you owe $140,000, or that's what you're.
I owe $140,000 to the bank.
Okay. Any other assets that you might have for over $8,000?
That's over what? $8,000?
Yeah. Like cash value of $8,000, $8,000 in the bank, any objects or anything that would.
That's just the loan.
Just the loan?
Yes.
For the house. Hello?
Pardon me?
You mean the loan for your house?
Yes.
Okay. fine. So it seems, okay, for now I want you to still have this assessment. They're going to let you know how it's going to be, and I could still let you know. I'm going to find out if this will be a problem, but they'll tell you by the assessment whether they see if you will be eligible or not for services. Okay? Sorry.
Okay.
And how about, are you married or do you have minors living with you?
Do I have what?
Are you married or do you have any minors living with you at home?
No, I'm, my wife is passed. And I live by
and
myself.
No, okay.
Except for my daughter. My daughter's here just about every day.
But they don't live with you?
I had a heart operation, open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
3 years ago. And since then, I've had a lot of problems. My equilibrium is very bad. That's why I need a walker and all to walk on. And my lungs were, I had drained a couple times because a lot of fluid got in my lung. So I had that drained a couple times. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Good Lord,
well,
keep me alive.
Okay. I want to try to help you here. It's the government is who we sometimes run into issues with. That's why I want to see if they will go through with the assessment and they'll let us know if you're approved. But I will try to find out as well on our end what they think from my supervisor. But for now, I'm going to send over the number for you for the broker to schedule the first assessment, okay?
I have to call someone else?
Yes, but I can transfer you over as well.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the number so you have it just in case, and then I'm going to try to transfer you. If you don't speak with them, the call doesn't transfer over, then call this number, okay?
I've done this before. I don't know if it was your company or not, but it is what it is. All right, what's that number?
It's 877-550.
What'd you say?
877-550.
I shake a lot, so I write very slow.
No problem. 877.
Okay.
550.
550.
Yeah.
All right.
4227. 4227.
What was the last four?
4227.
4. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's 4227.
4227?
Yeah. You could read it back to me just to confirm you have the right number.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, it's 877.
Mm-hmm.
550-4227.
Yes. And now I'm going to try to transfer you over to them as well. If the transfer doesn't go, then call that number, okay? But if you do speak with them, you don't need to call that number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And you're going to press 1 when it says, are you a customer? Until they say you can speak with customer service, just continue pressing 1 to skip that whole beginning, okay?
So I press 1.
Yeah, on the call, they're going to ask a few questions. If you're the patient, just press 1, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm transferring you now.
I've done this before.
Okay. Fine. I'll speak with you shortly, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.